Right now, here at the Foundry, we've got Adam Matthews here with the Elyria Public Library. Adam, how are you? Good to have you.
I'm great. Thanks for having me here again.
Well, it's great to have you here. I mean, I'm sure you're enjoying this atmosphere as we are here. We're having a blast down here. And boy, I have to compliment you because you were able to resist the urge of going after the
impressive,
pizza.
Matthew. Yeah. Impressive.
Yep.
I mean, very impressive how you were able to say no right off the bat and not go over there and just start attacking after we gave you the open invitation.
I know.
Well, a lot of cool things coming up at the Elyria Public Library.
Yes.
I'm not even quite sure where to begin. You kind of opened up the booklet. You were going through event after event. I thought, wow, where do we begin?
Well, we can start with Superman, because tonight at the West River Branch, you can learn all about Superman's origins in Cleveland with the president of the Siegel and Schuster Society. He's going to be at the West River Branch tonight at 6:30, and he's going to talk all about Superman's origins in Cleveland, Ohio.
Very cool stuff. Now, are you a comic book guy at all?
Me, not really. I'm more of a higher fantasy, like Lord of the Rings type of person, you know, rather than comic books.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Cool stuff.
I do like the movies, though.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with those. Yeah. A lot of people, I don't think, realize that Superman was created right here in Cleveland. So they'll learn a little bit about that and who actually came up with the idea of Superman and all tonight, right?
You know, and you think... You know, all these superheroes are in giant metropolises. Yeah. You think it's New York City.
Exactly, yeah.
No, it's Cleveland.
Right, yeah.
Who'd have thought?
Clark Kent. He was born and raised here in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Who would have thought, right?
Who would have thought?
Well, you mentioned also you guys have a pretty cool book sale coming up. And holy cow,
yes,
there are tons of books involved here.
Yes, our annual Friends of the Elyria Public Library System book sale will be October 12th to the 15th. They've already sorted and moved 1,008 boxes, which equates to about 16,000 books. That's not exact. That's just an estimate. Yeah. So,
who's moving? Is it volunteers
all
moving
volunteers.
These boxes, or that's
all
impressive?
All volunteers.
Wow.
And if you want to volunteer, you can do so.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Well, yeah, I'm sure you could use the help, right?
Oh, yes.
I mean, think about that. 1,009 boxes of books.
Yes.
Wow, that's incredible stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, I read about something a little bit earlier today on the website. Outback Ray Animal Show. That sounds like a lot of fun. Tell us all about this.
So Outback Ray is coming with his amazing animal show to the Keystone LaGrange Branch Library down in LaGrange. That'll be September 18th, and he brings all sorts of neat reptiles that the kids get to interact with and touch and play with.
Specifically reptiles?
Specifically reptiles. That's his specialty.
Wow.
So,
really cool stuff. See, I always find that interesting in a controlled environment.
Yes.
When someone brings stuff that direction. See, because, you know, you bring snakes and things like that out there. Again, when it's in a controlled environment, it's okay, man.
I'm not
a big snake guy. But in an environment like this, it's not so bad.
Yeah.
Plus, it's a nice learning environment, too, for the kids, too. They get a chance to really digest and learn some of these things about these reptiles they wouldn't otherwise get the chance to.
Exactly.
Very cool stuff. Yes. Well, also, I read about this cascade of authors.
Yes.
Now, for those that don't know what that is, can you elaborate on that?
So, every year, we look for local authors to come in and share their work with us and their, you know, their books, their own personal stories that led them to write their own books. And that'll be on November 4th. We're still in the process of finding authors, so I can't really tell you who's coming and who's not coming yet. But that'll be November 4th at the West River Branch Library.
Tell us a little bit about that process. How do you find the authors?
It's all online.
Yeah.
Sometimes they approach us first before we even start, you know, signing people up for it. But it's mostly online. We advertise it online and in different forums and stuff like that.
And when you say local authors, you mean Lorain County or
Lorain County,
Elyria?
Northeast Ohio.
Okay.
Cool.
If you're just from Ohio, that's fine, too.
And is this just like an open forum discussion with the authors coming together talking about
the ideas? They take turns. We do one by one, and of course, they sign their books if they want to as well for the people to buy.
Very neat stuff.
Yeah, that goes on every year.
Cool.
And speaking of authors, we've got next week Lorain County Reads, which is a countywide event, and all the libraries in Lorain County are involved. And this year we're bringing in mystery author Lisa Black, who's a Cleveland native and she's a forensic scientist who started writing her own mystery novels.
Wow.
And one of them is in the process of being selected for a Hollywood film in the future. Wow. So that should be really cool. But that's next Tuesday, September 19th, at the Spitzer Conference Center. And we've got 129 people signed up so far, and we've got space for 250. So if you haven't signed up, do it. It's free.
Sounds like a difficult opportunity to beat. That's really cool stuff. Adam Matthews with the Elyria Public Library is our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Spotlight on Elyria series continuing. We're coming at you live from the Foundry Kitchen and Bar, and I want to spend a second here on Lisa Black. That's
okay.
Pretty awesome that you were able to land here. Mm-hmm. To get someone that's that big, again, someone that's gotten so big that they've actually put some stories together, some books together that are actually going to Hollywood. They've actually made it that far. Talk about the process of getting someone like that to come in.
It was remarkably easy, actually. In the past, it's been hard, but we only do it every other year. And the directors of all the libraries come together and they choose the author. And Lisa Black, she was actually chosen by our director, Lynn Krause, because she's a big mystery buff. She loves mysteries, and we've never had a mystery author before for this event. So she reached out to Lisa Black. She has her own website, her own publicist. And it was just a simple phone call, and before we knew it, we had her booked, and she's flying up here and staying with her own relatives who still live up here.
Now, have you read any of her books?
I haven't been able to, but our Killer Lunch Bunch, which meets every month and they discuss mystery books, they've read most of them, and they love them.
And you said she was a forensic scientist as well. So, I mean, her stuff literally kind of comes from her experience, right?
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, that's really good stuff. And I think it's cool, too, because you're right. When you get a forensic scientist, they've got so many different stories to share. And I think a lot of that really comes together in some of these books, I would imagine, especially for some of these mystery novels as well.
You know, because if you think about it, it's hard to write a mystery novel.
Sure.
You know, it takes a while. You got to have a really good idea. The crimes can get repetitive sometimes, you know. Yeah. Got to get inventive, creative.
I bet it'd be great to hear kind of her take, too, on how she comes up with that. So that's all stuff people can learn as they're there. Will they be able to ask her questions too?
Yes, nice. Definitely.
Very cool. Now, of course, with schools being back in session, does business pick up a little bit for you guys?
You know, it's always kind of steady. I mean, over the summer, for the summer reading program, we had 5,525 kids participate in all of the programs. And over 1,000 adults participated as well. But even though school's back in session, our story times are still filling up just like they were in the summer.
And I would imagine you guys probably serve all age ranges with story time, right?
Yeah, story times. We've got lots of teen programs coming up. On the 23rd of September, we're having a do-it-yourself fidget spinners. You know, the little fidget spinners that all those kids are playing with now.
Those are the crazy things.
You can make your own now.
Do you have one yet, Bull?
No, how did those things take off? Something as
simple
as a fidget spinner. How did it take off?
I don't know. It's weird.
Those things are huge. I mean, the kids are all over the place with these things now.
I compare it to the Beanie Babies back in the day.
That's a good point.
Everybody had to have those.
It's wild because before the Beanie Babies, you had that troll craze. Remember that? With the weird, funky, different colored hair.
Yeah.
So spinners have taken the place of those weird looking trolls with the crazy hair and the Beanie Babies.
Yep. Now it's a little thing you spin in your hand.
That's funny.
I don't understand it any more than you.
I'm just curious, Adam, especially in this day and age. I mean, with everything that goes on, some people say, what's the library for in this day and age with the internet, everything you can find on that? What are some of the ways you guys keep things modern here, keep pulling people in?
Well, you said internet. Not everybody has the internet at home, and people come into